1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. Democratic governors come out swinging for Joe Biden despite last week's debate debacle.
The president has always had our backs. We're going to have his back as well, because the results that we've been able to see under this administration have been undeniable in all of our individual states.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, but CBS's Scott McFarlane reports there's growing concern among Democrats in Congress.
A second U.S. House Democrat, Arizona progressive Raul Grijalva, urged the president to withdraw Wednesday, saying what he needs to do is shoulder the responsibility for keeping that seat. And part of that responsibility is to get out of the race.
In the Caribbean,
Hurricane Beryl is far from over. It's hitting the Cayman Islands today. People there have been boarding up windows and filling sandbags to protect their homes. And in eastern Mexico, preparations are also underway in resort areas including Cancun and Tulum.
CBS's Tom Hansen reporting. The Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group is ramping up its attacks on Israel. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports.
More than 200 rockets have been fired toward Israel from southern Lebanon, increasing fears this could escalate into an all-out war. This is one of Hezbollah's largest attacks yet, and it comes in retaliation for the Israeli killing of another of its commanders. The Israelis, meanwhile, are studying new proposals from Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
It's election day in Britain, and voters are expected to end 14 years of rule by the Conservative Party.
I don't think I would ever vote Conservative again after the Brexit vote. Boris Johnson, Liz Truss, totally destroyed any confidence that I had in the party.
I feel like every candidate's pretty awful, in all honesty. I don't think any of them are particularly good choices.
I'm not voting, I'm having a day out at Kew Gardens, and I'm escaping the nonsense.
Polls suggest the left-leaning opposition Labour Party could win by a landslide. Australian police confirm they have found human remains while searching for a 12-year-old they believe was the victim of a crocodile attack.
The recovery has been made. It was particularly gruesome. For the family, it is the most devastating outcome. They are in a state of extreme shock and disbelief.
The child was last seen on Tuesday swimming near a remote town in Australia's Northern Territory. A heads up if you eat products made with liquid eggs.
The problem is that there is a danger of undeclared allergens. The products were produced on June 11th. The recall includes all 32-ounce cartons of Fair Meadow Foundation's whole eggs with citric acid, with a use-by date of September 16, 2024.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper, nearly 5,000 pounds of liquid eggs involved. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some heavy rain on the way later this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. We're talking an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain possible. Today, sunny this morning, scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon, high of 84. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, 61. Tomorrow, rain, scattered thunderstorms, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat, and I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there. When Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, "Can you see?" And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Johnny Cash kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show on this 4th of July weekend. Glad you could join us. Got some great patriotic tunes coming your way today, and also absolutely good best in polkas and waltzes, too. You betcha, right here. We're going to start things out right now with David Austin and a tune entitled March On. Thank you.
much money as shit I gotta spend. Gotta find my way back home again. Whoa, lonely days are gone. I'm coming home. Whoa, my baby throw me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter, said she could have lived without me no more. Listen, Mr. Kent, see, I gotta get back to my baby once more. Anyway, give me a ticket for an airplane. Say, I ain't got time to take no fast train. Well, lonely days are down, I'm coming home. My baby should throw me a letter.
Please let me come over.
And with that, we're going to take a little break here at the Polka Party, and we'll be back with an interesting little story that Red Skelton had announced on television years back. So stick around for that coming your way right after these messages.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Baseball history runs deep in Wisconsin Rapids. Witter Field was built in 1928, officially dedicated in 1934. It's been the site of some great matchups too, including the first Rafters win in June of 2010. This year marks the Rafters' 15th season, and you won't want to miss a moment of game time fun. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball. Find more at NorthwoodsLeague.com/Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
It's the summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the cheese factory next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher. Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, old glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. united. That means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice. The principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools, too?
Come and sing a simple song, freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just wanna be someone known to you as me, and I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. 700 million, are you listening? Most of what you read is made of lies. But speaking one to one, ain't it everybody's son to wake to in the morning when we rise? Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air, tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Brother Solzhenitsyn, are you busy? If not, won't you drop this friend a line? Tell me if the man who is plowing up your land has got the war machine upon his mind. Come and sing a simple song of freedom.
Sing it like you've never sung before.
Freedom.
Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. Now no doubt some folks enjoy doing battle, like presidents, prime ministers and kings. So let's all build them shells where they can fight among themselves. Leave the people be who love to sing. Come and sing a simple song of freedom.
Freedom.
Sing it like you've never sung before.
Freedom.
Let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war. I said let it fill the air. Tell the people everywhere. We the people here don't want a war.
Kevin Spacey, and he did the motion picture of Bobby Darin's life, and Bobby Darin had written that tune. I'm not sure if it actually got onto a record or not, but that was just about towards the end of his life, and that was when he was trying to turn things around in the music and try and find his way again. Good stuff. I like that. We're going to continue now with a tune entitled You're My Treasure.
She walks, her looks and talk is she looks and walks. Ooh la la, even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. Like French wine. Ooh la 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 la. Okay, so sweet, my bon appetit. This here guy's falling for her. No southern drawl or how do you all. Only ma chérie. The way she walks, her looks and talk is enough to drive you. She looks and walks. Ooh la la, even likes the way she talks. She has a certain style, Parisian kind of smile. It seems to say, come get me, take me, ooh la la. If I had, I can't remember when. I'll never be the same. Don't even know her name. I guess I'll call my Cajun polka queen. Ooh la la.
Hey, that's the Jump River Polka, Steve Meisner on the Button Box. And with that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show here on a 4th of July weekend. Glad you could join us. I hope you have a safe and happy holiday, and drive careful wherever you're going, and be careful with the fireworks. We don't want you getting burnt up. So from all of us here, we'll be right back, and John Wayne is coming your way here.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
CBS News Brief. After a White House meeting, Democratic governors say they're still good to go with Joe, despite that debate performance.
The president continued to tell us and show us that he was all in, that we said that we would stand with him.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Hurricane Beryl is barreling its way towards Mexico's eastern coast. Here's CBS meteorologist John Elliott.
Early estimates for parts of Mexico and South Texas, 6 to 12 inches of rain. It could make the bend and bring more rain all the way up into parts of New England by the end of next week.
Beryl is the strongest storm to hit some parts of the Caribbean in decades. It's election day in Britain, and voters are widely projected to end 14 years of rule by the Conservatives, the party of Margaret Thatcher and Boris Johnson.
The Conservatives have got to go.
I think it's, time for a change.
I've been a Labour voter basically since I could vote. I'm feeling excited.
She's right to be. The left-leaning opposition Labour Party is expected to win by a landslide. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicky Barker.
Join the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters for a classic car show at Witter Field starting at 3 on Saturday afternoon, July 6th. You'll find all kinds of cool cars on display, from collectors to sports cars and more. Vote for your favorites during the show and stay for the game at 6:35 p.m. Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters baseball and a classic car show Saturday, July 6th.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have some heavy rain on the way later this afternoon, tonight into tomorrow. We're talking an inch to an inch and a half or more of rain possible. Today, sunny this morning, scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon, high of 84. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, 61. Tomorrow, rain, scattered thunderstorms, high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where Men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth's Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast at the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
John Wayne and America, Why Do I Love Her? And he had recorded a whole album, which I didn't know until I came across it from a friend of mine. And Greg Drust, he's got them all, yeah. Here's Kate Smith.
Thank you. I feel it trembling in my knees. And just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat. Well, I did a double take the day I met you. My heart turned to flip as I stood next to you. And I knew right there I never could forget you. For you are my every dream.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
The 2425 Local in Lebanon Mini Magazine is available now out in your community. Once again, you can pick up your books at participating businesses and nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and best of all, save tons of money in the area. You can even find great deals on food, drinks, golf, groceries, and most of the area boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. And now you can receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nacoosa. Don't forget, you can also play contests and win gift certificates within your community. Listen for Local and Lovin' It radio ads throughout the month on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR and 105.5 FM WIRI, and get your books at businesses like R&R Bar and Grill, Subway in the Wisconsin Rapids Walmart, Nail and Spa by Ford Garage, Tamarack Bar and Grill, Johnny's Bar, Rapid Rehab, Tom's Paint, and Hotel Mead Resorts and Convention Centers. Let the savings begin with Local and Lovin' It mini magazine, available today.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time is gone here quite quickly here at the Polka Party, along with the great tunes we're playing. We're going to play a couple of Sousa marches right now, and that'll close our program out. So from all of us here at WFHR and WRII, may you have a very pleasant and a happy weekend. And we want you back for next time right here on AM 1320, FM 97.5, WFHR. So let's continue with the Stars and Stripes forever.
Thank you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
it. Go ahead. Thanks. That's really
nice.
You
are one master whacker. I'll tell you that.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Celebrating freedom, unity, and the spirit of America this holiday, I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show.
And I'm Earl's producer, Calvin Butenhoff. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network to you, happy 4th of July.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.